Welcome to the NECF podcast, where we share our weekly sermons and faithfully interpret the Bible to encourage and direct you on your spiritual path. We're our devoted pastors and special guests delve into the depths of the Bible, exploring its profound lessons and useful applications for your day.
Praise the Lord. So today we're going to continue with what I was teaching from the last time I was here, which is the supernatural nature of the Christian gathering. We're going to continue with that. And I believe that we'll be blessed. Amen. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all the things I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. Praise the Lord. So we have been taught several times from these scriptures, and we know it is what we call the Great Commission, right? A thing that Jesus has called us to do. He has given us a mandate to go and preach the gospel, to go and make disciples of all nations. So we have been given this mandate by God to go and make disciples, to go and teach. This is a mandate that every believer, every person that has come to the knowledge or have come to God has and will continue to do. Praise the Lord. We have a mandate as believers to do the will of God. Praise the Lord. So we cannot have God's will outside of this mandate. You cannot have God's will for your life outside of this mandate to go and make disciples, to go and preach the gospel. Praise the Lord. It is God's mandate to us. It is for every believer. It is not for a season. It is not for in the summers when the weathers are good, when people are outside. It is for every season, for the winters, for when there is rain, for where there is no rain, for when things are going on as you expect them to go, and when things are not going on as you expect them to go. It is a mandate of every believer to go and preach the gospel. Verse 19 tells us, he said, to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. So the word to make disciples is a Greek word, matatio, right? Which means to teach. This is to go and teach. Praise the Lord. To make disciples is the word matatio, M-A-T-H-E-T-E-U-O, right? Is the word to teach. Praise the Lord. And so we have and somebody might be asking, why does this church try their best to always spell a Greek word to us, or always tell us what is these things about these Greek words that we need? Why do we need them? Because as we know, and as we have been taught, the Greek word helps us to know the intention of the writer. Praise the Lord. Because as we know, the Bible was not written in English. Praise the Lord. The writers of these scriptures did not speak English. Matter of fact, English was not in existence as it was written or as it was given. Praise the Lord. So we go to this Greek word to help us understand the intention of the things that was written, to better help us understand. And why do we also need to do that? Because when you have the translations, or when the Bible is translated to English, it's not just translations, praise the Lord. It is also the translators trying to interpret. Praise the Lord. They are also interpreting what is written or the version that you have. So we go to the Greek word to understand the intention of the writer. So mathetio is not just to teach. It's not just mainly to teach somebody. Praise the Lord. It's not mainly like the way your teachers will come to class and they try to teach you a subject. Praise the Lord. You have your responsibilities. You have the things you have to do. And they come to teach you. They tell you this, that, and that. Prepare for it. It's going to come out an exam. It is not just that. It is deeper than that. Praise the Lord. So to go and make disciples is just deeper than us coming on Sunday and teaching you the word or preaching to you. Praise the Lord. It is deeper than that. We have so many other Greek words that talks about teaching. Praise the Lord. Talks about teaching. One of them is didaskalia, right? Which means doctrine, or which is doctrine. Didaskalia, D-A-D-A-S-K-A-L-I-A, didaskalia, right? It means doctrine. We have another one called didaskalos, D-A-D-A-S-K-A-L-O-S, didaskalos. We have another one as didache or didache, right? D-I-D-A-C-H-E, right? This word, they convey teaching. Praise the Lord. They tell us about teaching. We have these different words that talks about teaching. It convey teaching or a teacher, right? It talks about a teacher or the kind of teaching or the type of teaching. Praise the Lord. Right? But this is not the same word that we see in verse 19 of Matthew chapter 28, to go and make disciples. That word that is there is mathetio, is deeper than just teaching, like I said. Right? It means to train. Right? It means to eat. It's very practical. Praise the Lord. It means to train. Right? Somebody who, if you have a trainer, for example, people that go to the gym, if you have a trainer, they are, although you have a target, they have a target for you, you have a target for your life. The trainer is very well experienced and he knows exactly the kind of exercise you should do and how many of them you should do in a session. Praise the Lord. He knows whether to push you to a particular limit because of the things that they are trying to achieve. Praise the Lord. So it's not just telling you, do this, do that. They also monitor you as you do the things. Praise the Lord. So it means to train. And it's very practical, right? To model something. Praise the Lord. To model something by teaching or by exercise. To model something by practice. Praise the Lord. So this is the mandate that every believer has. This is the mandate that you and I have. This is the mandate that we are all to carry out. So it carries a wider intention than just teaching. Praise the Lord. So to make disciple is not... So for somebody to be called a disciple or somebody to have gone through discipleship, it is not just that you came to church and the pastor preached and you wrote down and then you go home. Praise the Lord. There is a place that it is being modeled by practice, by teaching. Praise the Lord. Like the way Pastor Costin told us last week, to pray and to give word to one another. Praise the Lord. That is making disciples. That is, by practice, you are able to do these things. And he monitors that. Did you give word? Praise the Lord. That is making disciples. Praise the Lord. And so this is not just the practice of pastors to say, oh, do this or do that. Praise the Lord. It is the practice that every believer should imbibe. This is a practice that every believer should participate in to make disciples. Praise the Lord. That you know somebody who is not born again and you preach to them and they believe the gospel. And so you help them, you teach them how to pray. Praise the Lord. And you pray with them. Praise the Lord. You will not just say, did you pray today? Did you read your Bible today? Praise the Lord. You teach them how to pray. You teach them how to read the word. You teach them and you pray with them. So if you say, okay, let's pray for 30 minutes. I was just okay, stay in your place, pray for 30 minutes. No, you also pray with them. Praise the Lord. Because you're more matured and you know the mind of God concerning what a disciple should be. So God, you see, it is God's intention that he has people that are trained so that they can train others. Praise the Lord. He has people that are trained so that they can train others. So some of the things that we do in church, it's not because we're trying to stress you. It's not because we are trying to see that you don't, let's say, enjoy yourself. Praise the Lord. It's not that we're trying to see where is that your free time? Let's collect every free time from you. Remember some teachers in secondary school, when they find out that the class is making noise, they will just come in and say, this class, what do you have? Say free time. They'll go and bring their notes. Is there somebody go? No, they will not even go and bring their notes. They will say, somebody should go to my office, get the notes, they will come and they will start teaching you because they want to teach you. Some of them is because you're making noise. And they want to tell you that there's no free time here. Praise the Lord. That's not the pastor's intention. Our intention is not to say, from Monday evening, you actually have nothing to do. So come and sit down for 3 hours. Let's teach you something. Or come and pray for this long. No, that's not the intention, right? The intention is that you are trained so that you can train others. Praise the Lord. That you're not a child in the things of God. That you are not... You're very matured. Praise the Lord. You're very matured. So that also your children, a lot of us give our life to Christ, or we believe the gospel, right? Because we left our parents. We came somewhere, somebody preached to us. We had the gospel first. We understood it first from somewhere else. Not because our parents taught us, right? Maybe they took us to church. They did their best. They did their very best. A lot of our parents, but maybe you're not seeing it now, but you soon see it, that they did their best. Praise the Lord. They did their best in all that they gave us. Praise the Lord. But we discover that, we begin to know more about God in proper understanding when we are outside of them. That's not the intention of God. Praise the Lord. It's that as a mother, as a father, your children know the Lord because of you. Praise the Lord. The people in your office, the people in your community know Christ because of you, because you model it by practice. Praise the Lord. You show them the things of the Lord. They will not hear the things of the Spirit after a while. Praise the Lord. Or they will not say, growing up, you see people praying in tongues. People say, what are they saying? Praise the Lord. And so they just say it. That's not what God wants you to be like. He don't want you to be say, just do it. No. We're not Nike, okay? We'll not just do it. We'll explain to you why you should do it. Praise the Lord. We have a reason. We'll explain to you why you should do it. So it's God's intention that he wants disciples that are trained, that is believers, who will train others. Praise the Lord. Who will train others. Which means that the church is an ongoing training. Praise the Lord. Which means that this church, what we have here, is an ongoing training. Every day that we gather, every time that we gather, it is a training session. Praise the Lord. It is a training session. So that's why we say, are you with your pen? Are you writing? Because it is a training session. We're trying to model something by practice. Praise the Lord. We're trying to model something by practice. That's why we ask you to call with your pen. That's why we want to know if you attended the schools, whether you attended the cell meetings. That's why we say you should attend foundation school. Praise the Lord. Because the church is an ongoing training. We want you to attend the meetings because we want you to be trained. And that is the will of God. So that's why you will discover that you don't have comedians coming to make you laugh. Praise the Lord. We laugh in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Do we laugh in the Holy Ghost? Can somebody laugh in the Holy Ghost? Praise the Lord. So Instead of having people coming to tell us jokes, we know that joy, it comes from where? It comes from inside. Praise the Lord. Instead of somebody coming to tell us something that will just make you start laughing, you know, joy comes from the inside. You don't need that. Praise the Lord. You have joy from the inside of you. Praise the Lord. I'm sure some of your friends, maybe who are drinking, who are partying, they ask you, this is your life. It's very boring. No? What are you doing? How do you get joy? How do you get away? What is your getaway activity? Praise the Lord. Where do you go to ease off? To ease your stress? Are you in the club? Are you drinking? What are you doing? Praise the Lord. You will tell them that where? That joy comes from the inside. Praise the Lord. You're not looking for external things to give you joy. Praise the Lord. You're not looking for external things to give you joy. So the church is an ongoing training. It is not a place of entertainment. Matthew chapter 13. See, looking at to be trained, Matthew. Matthew chapter 13,
verse 52. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out his treasure, new things and old. Praise the Lord. Every scribe instructed. That word instructed is the same word as to be trained, Matatio. Praise the Lord. It's the same word there. So scribes, as we know them, right, are people who are scholars, people that know the scriptures. People that are scholars. Praise the Lord. People that are scholars, they know the scriptures.
They know the scriptures.
So by saying that
the scribe is instructed into the kingdom of God, he's saying that they are what? They are retrained, right? They are learning and relearning. Praise the Lord. He's saying that they are learning and relearning concerning the kingdom. Matthew chapter 27.
Matthew chapter 27, verse 57.
Now when the evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself also became a disciple, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So we see here that a rich man is also a disciple of Jesus. Praise the Lord. He's a man of influence. Praise the Lord. So what this man was able to get, right, from the authorities concerning the Christ, he cannot get it if he's not an important person in the society. Praise the Lord. He cannot get it if he's not an important person in the society. So he was a man of influence. He was a wealthy man. Praise the Lord. He was well regarded in the society. Praise the Lord. But he's a disciple of Jesus. He said, who himself has also become a disciple of Jesus. This tells us that to be a disciple of Jesus, wealth and age is not a factor. Praise the Lord. Wealth and age is not a factor. Whether you're wealthy, whether you're a person of influence, whether you're the governor or the president of your country, it does not matter. Praise the Lord. He himself have become a disciple of Jesus. And how he has accomplished that is because he had had, for him to become a disciple, it means that he has the attitude of a child as Jesus would encourage. Praise the Lord. To learn and relearn. Praise the Lord. To sit in the place of training. To be instructed. Praise the Lord. This is so important. So that you don't have people in your life, for example, let's say you know somebody who maybe his father is the military officer in your country and there is your friend. Praise the Lord. And you are now, instead of you to think of, and the person does not know God or
he's not discipled or he's not trained, instead of you to be looking and say, this person, their father is rich, you know, what can I tell them? All of this, praise the Lord. You will have this attitude that it does not matter the influence that they have. It does not matter the age that they are, right? They have to be discipled. They need discipleship. They have to be instructed. Praise the Lord. So you don't be one of those people that are just following them and say, this person, who knows? If I tell him about Christ now, you know, say, I'll try organize my future. Maybe he would, if he does not accept now, or maybe if he does not like what I'm saying, he might just block the way for me in the future. Praise the Lord. No, you don't think about things like that. Praise the Lord. You think as the person needs to be discipled, the person needs to be trained. Again, sometimes people who are advanced in age will also think that they don't need discipleship. Praise the Lord. They don't need to go through the same process that every other person is going through. This is where they are young people, you know. That is not the theme that Christ intend. Praise the Lord. That it does not matter your age, you are supposed to be trained. Praise the Lord. As you are in church, you are supposed to be trained. You are supposed to be going through the same process as every other person is going through. They need discipleship, irrespective of their age, irrespective of their influence, irrespective of the things that they have acquired. Praise the Lord. Are we learning something? So Jesus is saying, go and train and retrain people. Praise the Lord. Go and train and retrain people. When you see somebody that is not trained, or you feel like the person is not trained properly, retrain the person. Praise the Lord. That's what we're doing as a church, right? You came with some knowledge, you came with this and that. You receive a retraining. Praise the Lord. You learn again. So some of the testimonies that people have, that they have this attitude of, you know, it is you alone. I don't really need anybody. But they found out that they need people. Praise the Lord. They found out that people are there to ensure that they get to the level in which they are ought to get. So for us to get to the level at which God intends for us, we need to be trained. We need to go out there and train and retrain people. Praise the Lord. So how are we going to train people? How do we train people? What is the process of training, if you like? So in our Matthew 28, it tells us
in verse 20, it said, teaching them to observe all the things I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. So the process of training, how we do training, is by teaching. Praise the Lord. The process of training, right, is what? By teaching. Praise the Lord. This word is the word didasco. It is by teaching. D-I-D-A-S-K-O. Right? Which means that discipleship involves teaching. Praise the Lord. Discipleship is not, okay, please get me water. Please go and iron my clothes. Is the car ready? Go and turn the car and bring it closer. Praise the Lord. Discipleship involves training. It involves teaching. Praise the Lord. What are we teaching? We are teaching the word. Praise the Lord. So that you will not grow, and then you say you have a disciple, and then the disciple is doing is like boy for you. Or he's ironing your clothes and he's running around for you, and he's not growing. He's not receiving any word from you. Praise the Lord. Discipleship involves teaching, to instruct, right? It means to educate, right? Didasco means to instruct. It means to educate someone. It means to educate. So we can call the church, or we can say that the church is a Bible school. Praise the Lord. The church is a Bible school. The church is a Bible school. It is called, or should be, a Bible school. every church, every gathering of believers ought to be a Bible school.
Praise the Lord. It ought to be a Bible school. Because the Bible is
where we get our information. Praise the Lord. It is where we get our wisdom. It is where we get direction. Praise the Lord. It is where we get wisdom, where we get understanding, where we get instructions for our lives. Praise the Lord. So the church ought to be a Bible school where you come to receive teaching. Praise the Lord. To receive teaching, to be educated.
Praise the Lord. To be instructed. So it means that
the church has, or when you come under the Bible school, you are all to be taught the proper subjects. Praise the Lord. You are all to be taught rightly. Praise the Lord. You are all to be taught the right things, the right way. Praise the Lord. So imagine this is a civil engineering department. Imagine a second semester student, and all they were teaching you henceforth was chemistry. Praise the Lord. Chemistry is good, but at that stage of civil engineering, you do not need chemistry. Praise the Lord. So imagine you come to church and then you just come and you don't receive the word. You're not being taught. That's not what you need. Praise the Lord. What you need at those stage is not other things. You need teaching. Praise the Lord. So the church ought to be a place of,
a Bible school. Praise the Lord. So the way Jesus is saying, teaching them to observe all the things I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Verse 20. Praise the Lord. He's saying that, or Jesus is saying that you cannot develop your own curriculum. Praise the Lord. You cannot develop your own body of knowledge. Praise the Lord. He says to teach them all the things, right? Teaching them to observe all the things I've commanded you. So he had taught them something. Praise the Lord. He has taught them something, right? Something in which they also have observed. That is, they have lived that also. Praise the Lord. Something, he has taught them something. So you cannot develop your own curriculum. This is what we are teaching. This is our area of focus. This is what we are going to do in this church. Praise the Lord. So as we go, as we leave this place, right, and you have the opportunities to teach, right, you are teaching the things that Christ has taught. Praise the Lord. You're not developing your own body of knowledge. You cannot say that maybe as you are starting a new work, that your focus is the worship of God. Praise the Lord. Your focus is how to help people utilize their potential as a church. Praise the Lord. You cannot say that your purpose or your focus as a church is helping people discover purpose. Praise the Lord. There are purposes for their lives. Praise the Lord. You're supposed to do what? Teaching them to observe all the things that Christ has commanded. Praise the Lord. Teaching them to observe.
Thank you for listening to our sermon today. We hope you were blessed by this teaching. If you want to learn more about our church, please visit our website or follow us on social media. We would love to connect with you and hear your feedback. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast channel and share it with your friends and family. You never know who might need a word of encouragement.